Some called her the Queen of Wall Street. Others said she was the Witch of Wall Street. A trip to this town will help shed true light on a family that invested prudently and helped this place and many others. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hetty Green inherited wealth from her family's roots in the New Bedford whaling business, and through shrewd investing, turned a nice nest egg into one of the largest portfolios in the world.
She started making money, and she made more money than any of the men. Her fortune, if it was today's money, would be in the billions.
When she passed at the age of 81 in 1916, her holdings were estimated to be somewhere between $100 and $200 million, which would be somewhere around $3 to $5 billion today, making her one of, if not the richest woman in the country at the time. Kathy says here in her hometown, they still hear a lot of stories that tend to put down Hetty's accomplishments.
The old theory is she was wicked and she was cheap and she caused her son to have his leg cut off.
But even the story about Hetty's son, Ned, needs to be looked at a bit closer, says Kathy.
Poor Ned, her son, got into a sledding accident. She, being a Quaker, tried to heal it with herbs and the best she could. By the time it got so bad, she couldn't do anything about it. She took him to the doctor, and it just was too late.
And his leg was amputated. Hetty Green died in 1916. She was a quiet philanthropist, and that generosity passed to her children. Her daughter Sylvia is noted to have given all but $1 million of her $200 million estate to charity.
Sylvia, when she died, left quite a bit of money to the village. We built a hospital with her money, and she was very generous.
Hetty, her husband Edward, and their two children are all buried here in the town that they called home for many years. Traveling the countryside in Bellows Falls, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCrae.